Okay, everybody, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Ayin Dalet, and we're here at Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, starting the 8th parak. So the Mishnah says like this, let's just dive right in. Again, this parak isn't going to deal with halachos of Yom Kippur. Yom HaKippurim Asur B'Achila B'Shtia Rechitza Sicha Ni'ila Sasandal Tash Shamita. The five things that are Asur on Yom Kippur, eating and drinking, that's together. Rechitza, washing, Sicha, anointing yourself with oil, Ni'ila Sasandal, wearing leather shoes, and Tash Shamita, being with one's wife. Rabbi Elazar says one side. It's not applicable across the board. There still are some considerations. The king and the kala have to they're allowed to wash their hands. If you think of Rashi, Melech, why would a king be allowed to wash his face? Why would a king be allowed to wash his face? Darko, Shvachol, Lios, Noah, he has to look beautiful, he has to look nice. Same thing with the Kala, Tzricha, Noi, right, so that she'll be beautiful to her husband for the first 30 days. They are allowed to wash their face, I keep on doing that, they are allowed to wash their face. V'chachamim say, it is Aser. The question is, if you're telling me that something is Aser Midaraisa, right, Chiyuv Kares Yom Kippur, right, how could you just tell me these people are allowed to do it? So, again, this is a discussion amongst the Rishonim, but as the Gemara is going to bear out today, for sure, what is definitely true, is that the only thing that's Chiyuv Kares on Yom Kippur is Malacha and eating and drinking. That's for sure. The question is, what about the other five things that are Aser? Are they Aser Midaraisa or Aser Midarabanan? The Gemara is going to quote a pasuk on Amud Beis, and obviously, if you hold it through a banan, so then the pasuk is only going to be an esmachta. It's just going to be like a pasuk that they kind of like quoted to back up the dinder abanan, but really it's dinder abanan according to Rashi, perhaps according to some readings, according to Rov Rishonim that they are also aser midaraisa. But okay, either way, you can understand then why there is some sort of leeway here with those halachos. If in fact it is, let's say, the Rabban, or certainly not Chayiv Kares. Okay. What's the shear for eating? So it's like Koseves Hagasa. It's like the amount of a date, a large date. So that is the shear. Kama Ukigari Nasa, i.e., the date and the pit together, meaning the solid mass of the date. What's the shear for drinking? Ashosa Mala Lukmav is the amount of water or liquid you can hold in your cheek. That's less than a revius, right? A date is more than a kedazayas, and the malalukvav is less than a revius. Kol ochlam mitstarfim kikoseves, v'chol mashtim mitstarfim lemalalukvav. Food combines, so if you take two little tiny bits, three, four, five, six little bites that are tiny, but they combine, okay, that combines. Liquid also combines, but, and this is the real point of the Mishnah, ha'ochlam ashosa im mitstarfim, that food and drink do not combine. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. So the Gemara points out that the language of the Mishnah seems to imply, right, a question, meaning Aser, right? The Mishnah had said it's Aser. The problem is, right, again, as we pointed out at the beginning, eating and drinking is Aser, Chayiv Kares. I should have said Lashon of Chayiv, maybe Chayiv Kares. Right? So why Onesh Karesu, right, the Gemara points out, right? Why did he use the language of Aser usually implies just an Israelav, just a Losase. Gemara will question this on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, but the implication usually is that Aser means it's just plain old Aser. So why are we using that language over here? So a couple of applications here. This is going to get us into a discussion of Chatzi Shir. A couple of possibilities will be on Amud Aleph, but the whole concept of Chatzi, well, let's just read it and you'll see what's going on. So Amar Rabbi Ilo, Vitim Rabbi Yirmiya, Lo Nitzucha Elo Lechatzi Shir. This is because this Mishnah is talking about Chatzi Shir, half of a shir. Meaning, you're telling me eating and drinking on Yom Kippur, right? We gave shirim, we gave an amount at the end of the Mishnah. If you eat half of it or drink half of that shir, so then it's aser. That's what the Mishnah is telling me. So Gemara says, okay, this Hanichal Mandamar Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah. That only works according to the Mandamar, according to the guy who says that Chatzi Shir, half a shir, is aser. But according to, as we'll see in a second, Rish Lakish, who holds that Chatzi Shir is actually mutter, so what are you going to say? The Itmar, as we said, we have this machlokas. Chatzi Shir, what happens if you eat half of the shir that is Aser? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Aser Min HaTorah, half of it is still Aser, but i.e., therefore, why does the Torah tell me the shir? That is for a korban, or perhaps a chiv kares. But in terms of eating half of it is still going to be Aser, says Rabbi Yochanan. And Rish Lakish Amar Mutter Min HaTorah. Rish Lakish says, no, when the Torah gives you a shir, that's what's Aser. Less than that is not considered to be usher. It's not usher whatsoever. Right, so Gemara says, Hanichal Rabbi Yochanan. So this all works out according to Rabbi Yochanan. You can say the Mishnah is talking that the Chatzi Shir is usher. That's why he uses that language. Ela Reish Lakish, Michael Amir. So what are you going to say according to Reish Lakish? How does he understand the Mishnah? He holds that half of a Kosevus, for example, is Mutar Lagamre. So Gemara says, no, he doesn't hold it's Mutar Lagamre. Really, Moda Reish Lakish is usher Midar Rabbanan. Really, Reish Lakish holds that Chatzi Shir is usher Midar Rabbanan. And therefore, when our Mishnah said it was usher, but to have half a kosevus, so it's also midirabana. So the Gemara says, "Well, if you tell me that it's also midirabana, so then you shouldn't be chayav a korban if you make a shvua not to eat it, and then you violate that shvua. What the heck is that? So basically, all of Maseches Shvuos, as you can imagine, talks about shvuas, which is taking oaths. A person swears many different types of oaths. One of them is that a person who swears that he's not going to do such and such, and then violates that, right? If a person swears he's not going to, eat a loaf of bread, and then he doesn't, it's not an example, but whatever it is, meaning, let's say, he said he's not going to eat a loaf of bread, and then he eats it, that's probably a better example, right? So, I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread. Then he goes and pounds it. So that would be, you're violating your shvua, your oath, and you have to bring a korban. That halacha does not apply if the thing you promised to not do is already asur. For example, if you promise not to eat pig, so you're already, that's not a thing. I mean, you're already not allowed to eat pig. So that shvua, that oath, is not valid. And therefore, if you go ahead and eat pig, you're not violating the oath. You're obviously violating the istur to eat pig. But you're not violating the shvua, you don't bring a korban. So, what's it called? So, so basically, that's what you're telling me. If you're telling me that Chatzi Shir is Aser Midrabanan, so then it should not be included in the halachos of Korban Shvua. You should not have to bring a Korban if you violate a Shvua, right? If you made a Shvua not to eat it, right? It should not be involved in that halacha, right? It should be already Aser, right? It should be just like if you ate pig, or you swore not to eat pig, and then you did, right? Again, you don't violate the Isra, you don't have to bring Korban Shvua. You violate the Isra of eating pig, but not the Isra of violating your Shvua. So if you tell me that Chatzi Shir is also midrabanan, that should also be included in this, or excluded, rather, from the Parsha, from the concept of bringing a Korban for if you make this type of Shvua. Problem is, that's not true. Right? Alma, apparently, should be Alama. Alama Tanan, why did we learn? Why don't we learn the following? That's not true, as we'll see in a second. If you make a shvua that you're not going to eat, and then you ate all this treif stuff, right? If the shvua was, I'm not going to eat anything, and then you eat all these things that are usher, chayv, then you're going to be chayv, because, again, you made a shvua not to eat anything. Right? And that's you're still eating, right? Even though that stuff is usher, and the tachlis is, but you're going to be chayv. Rabbi Shimon says poter. Rabbi Shimon says you're poter. Now, Avinu by the way understood about this mishnah. What's going on over here? Am I chayv? Why would you be chayv for eating all this usher stuff? Mushbavoi merasinahu. Right? It's already usher to eat nevelos, streifos, shkatzim, ramasim. Why would that be considered but violating your oath? Right? You're ready, mushbavoi merasinah. Again, like we said before, right? All these things are already usher. You don't need to make a shvua to make them usher to you. And if you would eat them, you would not violate the shvua. So, Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, Damri, they said, Bekol ha-dvarim hamudarim in dvarim ha-asurim. Because in this case, you're eating something that's motor with something that's usher. Right? You didn't only eat nevelos, treifos, or shkatzim, etc. You ate, let's say, some bread. So you ate that and other things. So that's together, right? You're going to be chayav. And here's the real point that we're looking for: Reish Lakish. This is Reish Lakish Shita, right? We're talking within Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish Amar Iyata Motze El Mefarish Chatzi Shir. You only find a case where if you're going to say again Mefarish Chatzi Shir, he says I'm not going to eat anything, even a Chatzi Shir I'm not going to eat, right? Even a Chatzi Shir Nevela. And Valibidir Abanan, well, again, so let's just qualify that, the back up a step. There's another machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva, that when a person says, Goren Shavuos, if a person says he's not going to eat, does that include less than Kazayis or not? The Chachamim say that it's only not, meaning the Chachamim says when a person swears not to eat, so that's only Kazayis and up. Rabbi Akiva says it even includes a kezias, Right? When a person says, I'm not going to eat anything, that's anything. That's literally anything. Even right, even less than a kazayis, right? Even though halachic eating is considered to be a kazayis, Rabbi Akiva holds that a shvuah not to eat is even less than a kazayis. So now, back to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, itavotzi el mefarsh chatzi shir. This only applies when a person says, straight up, I'm not going to eat even a chatzi shir. Now, I'll leave it to the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan who say, right, that you know, a person who swears he's not going to eat is not including chatzi shir, so that's the Rabbanan Shita. If a person says, I'm not going to eat even a chatzi shir, because he has to add that, because normally we assume that a shvuah not to eat is more than is a kazayis or more. Obastam, right, or if the guy just said, I swear I'm not going to eat, right, and that includes chatzi shir, according to Rabbi Akiva, as we said, because Rabbi Akiva says that if a person says, I'm not going to eat anything, that's literally anything. But Taklas is, what is Reish Lakish saying? He's saying that Mishnah is talking about chatzi shir, right? That chatzi shir, excuse me, what's the explanation of where you're going to be chayev for a shvuah? That's chatzi shir. Well, if you tell me that Reish Lakish holds that chatzi shir is also the Rabbanan, why would chatzi shir be chayev for a shvuah? It's already usher. Right? You can't violate the halacha of violating a shvuah if the item you're doing is already usher. So, Skamar says, and if you'll tell me, I came in the East Bay, hetim in the Torah, kachayel korban shvuah, if you tell me, well, an issur of the Rabbanan doesn't count, right, it's when are you not going to violate an iser for violating your shvuah? That's only if the thing you're eating or doing is also made deraisa. But if it's derabanan, so then you could still bring a korban for a shvuah. If you tell me that that's the halacha, therefore, since this is only also made derabanan, so it's still going to be counted within the whole concept of korban shvuah, that's not true. That's not because we learned the Mishnah. Shvuah sa'idus ino nehages ela b'rayin mahaid. Another shvuah that if a person swears he has no idea about the court case that someone asks him to testify for, and it turns out he did know about the court case, so then he's chayev for shvuah sa'idus, right, for violating that shvuah, and that applies whether he's allowed. Right. Well, let's just read it, and we'll see in a second. Shvuah sa'idus ino nehages ela b'rayin mahaid. That only applies, right, if someone is able to testify. But if for whatever reason a person was unable to testify, let's say, you know, as we'll see in a second, so let's say he was his brother, or he was a karov or whatever, if someone was unable to testify, so then he's not gonna violate the isser of swearing that he didn't know any testimony, because he couldn't have testified in the first place. So if Avinu Basu, and he explained this about this Mishnah, that Lemutei, who's that excluding? Right, when the Mishnah said Shuvas Aidas Inu Hegas El Barudin Lahaid, right, it only applies to someone who's able to testify, who is that excluding? That's not excluding the obvious cases, because we know. We know that already. So Gemara says, Rapapa says, the Mute Melech. That's coming to exclude a king. For Rav Achim Yaakov, and this is the kicker, the Mute Misachet Bekovia, right, it excludes a gambler. Right? A gambler, that's a sugya in Sanhedrin, Daf Chavdal and Mabez, and also Chavham and Aleph, that basically a gambler, right, the whole discussion whether a gambler is also because is not allowed to testify in court because he's, you know, Ozig B'Shuvah Shalom, he's not doing anything that's befitting the world, he's just sitting and bumming around, and we're concerned that he may lie, or because he's a gazlan mid rabbanan, or because he's stealing when he wins from his gambling, because the guy who he beats doesn't really want to give him the money. Okay, either way, tachlis, a mesachah b'kuvya, gambler's usher midrabanan. He's not allowed to testify midrabanan. And we see here that midrabanan, right, is a legitimate thing, right, that will take someone out of the parsha of a shvuah. So it can't be that since chatzi shir is only usher midrabanan, right, it's still included in the concept of shvuas, of korban shvuah. Because we see here that the Rabbanan is similarly disqualified from being shaykh to the lacha of Yeshua Sa'idus. Just to finish off the Gemara, a gambler is able to testify midaraisa. Rabbanu the psule, the Chazal said, the Rabban said it was puzzle. But we see that this isser of making this shvua, right, has nothing to do with him, right? He's excluded for it. Right, so we see that the Rabbanan Isurim are similarly disqualify someone from this halacha of Shuvos. So Gemara says, you're right. Only over there by Shuvos Ha'idus is a Rabbanan going to passel. Right, because Shani Hassan, there it says, Damakra Imlo Yagid. Right, if a person does not testify, right, period. I mean, Imlo Yagid. If he's not able to testify, so that's only Shaykh to people who are literally not able to testify for whatever reason. Right, this guy's not able to testify because he's in the Rabbanan. But according to Reish Lakish, who says that Chatzi Shir is also Midrabanan, right, that still would be included in the concept of Korban Shavuah, and therefore we can argue that Reish Lakish does in fact hold that Chatzis Shir is also the Rabbanan, and according to Reish Lakish, that is what our Mishnah is saying when it says Yom Kippurim Asur Be'achilu Vashtiyah, is talking about Chatzis Shir, and that's why it's Asur. Okay, Asur Midi Rabbanan according to Reish Lakish, and Asur Midi Raisa according to Rabbi Yochanan, because we're talking about Chatzis Shir. Okay. Now the Gemara says, goes back again, with the initial presumption we started with the Gemara was that anytime it says Aser, that's a regular Iser. And that's what we assumed. That's how we started our whole conversation. The Gemara now questions this. It says, you tell me every time when it talks about an Iser Kares, we don't have this language of Aser? Right? What do we say? We said, oh, it's Aser. I thought it was Aser Kares. Why are we only saying Aser? So we said, oh, okay, fine, it's the only talking about Chazishir. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says, one second, I understand. There are other places where something is Aser of Kares, and we use the language of Aser. We don't say Chayiv Kares, we say Aser. Well, we said it also, as you'll see in a second. But we said the word Aser. Even though we saw that it's Aser to do all of these things, meaning all of the things that are Aser on Yom Kippur, right? All of those Chamesh Inuyim, they're all Aser. Right? The only time you're going to get kares, as I mentioned at the outset, is if you eat, drink, and do malacha. So again, you see the word is aser, right? Aser bekulam, and you're going to be chayiv kares on some of them. So Kumar says, you're right. Ahi kamar, this is what the brisa means. Right? Kisha amru aser, when we said that it's aser, i.e. it's only a little bit aser, right? It's only aser iser lav, lo amru el kechatzi shir. That's only chatzi shir. Ava kashir, but by a shir, onish kares. But everybody gets kares. And that's how you see that the language of onish kares only applies when we don't say aser. We say aser for the smaller isurim, right? Chatzi shir. And we say onish kares if you actually chayiv kares. Ela ochal v'shosev ve'osem alacha bilvat. Right? Okay, fine. So that means that's how we reinterpret that brisa. Okay, v'boy seima, another answer, what you can say the word usher means in the Mishnah, right? Like I said, there are a couple of possibilities. So we originally started, and until now we assume that the usher means it's chatzi shir. What else could the Mishnah be talking about when it says usher? Ki katani usher, ashara. Simply, that the, yes, you're right, eating and drinking is chayiv kares, but the rest of the items that we mentioned in the Mishnah, right, washing, etc., wearing leather shoes, that is Aser Ashara. Then when that's Aser, right, that's what the Mishnah meant. When it said Aser, it's going on the other things, then just in Isser Lav. The Tanu, because we learned by the Tanu Rabbi of Rav Yosef, Mishar Sifrei Debirav, Rabbi of Rav Yosef taught in these other base medrashes, and these other books, in the Sifrei, so he said, "Minayin liyom kippurim shasher berchitzav zikah nidas asanal tashmona." Mita, how do you know all those other things are asher? Tamalom, the pasuk says, "Shavoson," right? It says Shavoson. Therefore, Shavos, person has to rest. Right, he's not allowed to do any of those enjoyable things. And again, as I said before, right, if you hold that it's midaraisa, so then that's a straight up pasuk. If you hold it's midarabanan, so that's just an esmachta be'alma. Okay, a little bit back to Chatzis Shir, and then we'll go back to the Chamesh Inuyim. The Gemara is a little bit jumping back and forth, but right back to Chatzis Shir for a second. Gufo, we learned the Rebbe. Chatzis Shir, what's his deal with Chatzis Shir? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Asher Min HaTorah, Reish Lakish Omer, Mutar Min HaTorah. Okay, what's the logic behind these shitas? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Asher Min HaTorah. Rabbi Yochanan says, Asher Min HaTorah, Zakim in the Chatzis Tarufei, Isura Ka'achil. Since you could theoretically combine them to create the Shir, right, if you have a half a Shir and a half a Shir, you eat both of them, you're going to get to the Shir, and then you're Chayav Kares. So since you can combine both of them, we're going to Asher them. Right? It's Asher. It's Asher to get you started. Right? It's almost like a Siyag. Right, we're going to make sure that you don't do that. Reish Lakish Amar Mutar Min HaTorah. Why? Why could it be Mutar to eat half a Kosevus, half a date? Right? Because, what's it called? Achila Amar Rachman HaValeka. Simply because the Torah said you'd have to have a halachic eating. Right? It's Asher to eat. A halachic eating is defined as a Kosevus. So therefore, any less than that is not going to be awesome. Eisur Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked, "Reish Lakish, what are you talking about? Ainli Ella Kol Sheyesh No Ba'Ona Sheyesh No Ba'Azara." Right now, the what's it called? This is talking about the Isser Chaylev. The Isser Chaylev right now that he eats certain fats from domesticated animals like cows and sheep and goats, etc. So the pasuk says. Now and again, that pasuk says the psukim say that someone is it's aser and you're chayiv, meaning it's chayiv kares for eating these animals. So we only know the animals that are included in an onesh and an azhara. There's a concept in darshaning out the psukim that for you to get a certain punishment for doing an avera, the Torah has to tell you something is A, fasser, and B, you will get said punishment. You will get the punishment. So the Torah needs to specify both. Right, but so we only know that chaylev is aser because the Torah says you shouldn't do it, and it's a punishment by those animals that I mentioned beforehand. But what about koi v'chatzishir? What about a koi? A koi is, as we'll see, either a safek behema, safek chaya. Right, again, behema is domesticated, chaya is not domesticated. Like chaya is, for example, a deer, it's not domesticated. So again, that chaylev is not aser. So a koi is a safek, right? Whether it's a domesticated or not, and the nafkamina, one of the important nafkaminas is whether it's chaylev, whether certain fats are usr, and within isur kares. So you see that's a very important distinction. So a koi is a safek, and chatzishir obviously is less than a shir, as we've been talking about. So hobo ve'eno ba'onesh yochol eno be'azora. Since you don't get punished for those things, right? Again, chatzishir, because you don't get a punishment for chatzishir. Again, even if you tell me according to Rabbi Yochanan that it's usher, right? Rabbi Yochanan, again, if you remember, says that chatzishir is usher, i.e. why is there a shir? Okay, that's when you start getting the punishment. So according to everybody, you're not going to get a punishment for eating chatzishir, and a koi also is a suffix. So since you're not going to get the onesh, yochal eno ba'azara, you might have thought that they're not even usher. So therefore, tamalom are kol chaylev, right? All chaylev. So why, meaning apparently you see the chatzishir is usher midaraisa. So what do you do with that braisa, Reish Lakish? So Reish Lakish would say, no, as we said before, that's simply midrabanan v'kras mechabe alma. No, it's a midrabanan, right? Therefore, the Torah and the Chacham just use this pasuk to kind of support, right, this din midrabanan. Tachanam istavra. That interpretation makes a lot of sense, yeah, because kois fekahu. Right. Koi is a suffix, like you said. Koi is a suffix whether it's domesticated or not, and then we don't know whether it's chaylev is usher or not. And therefore, it's your korla suya sveika. Well, you tell me the Torah is going to include a suffix, right? Meaning it doesn't make sense, right? I mean, Kosh Baruch Hu knows the halacha, right? If we have a suffix whether it's domesticated or not, so that's one thing. But tell me the Torah is going to tell me that it's you're going to include this case of suffix to the iser. Shem knows what the deal is. But again, if you tell me that, you know, it's Kosh Baruch Hu knows what it is, right? If we can't figure it out, I mean, Hashem would know. A pasuk doesn't have to include a suffix. That makes no sense. Right? So Rabbi Yochanan would say back, if you're telling me that it's an asmachta because Kosh Baruch Hu should theoretically know what it is, so lo iria, meaning that doesn't make sense. That's not a good proof at all. Because the Brayser could say that's not a suffix, that rather it's quite buried with an asmo, that it's not a suffix what it is. Right, that you could say, according to that interpretation, that the pasuk is telling me that a koi is its own species, meaning it's neither domestic nor non-domestic. Right, it's its own animal, right, and therefore the Torah had to include it to the Yisra Kares, to the Yisra Chaylev. Not to the Yisra Chaylev, that's not Chayav Kares. So if you're telling me that the Torah is including it, right, maybe it would just be including this random third type of species to tell me that it's Asr, even though there's no Chayav Kares. Okay. Do you lotay machir? Because if you don't tell me this, so Hada Amar Aviti Bar Avin, Af Kol Asuye Koi, and when the pasuk says Af Kol, to include Koi into the Isra of eating blood, so Koi Sveikahu, Yitzrich Krala Buri Sveika, you have the same question by there. Right? That's not disputed, right? Aviti Bar Avin is drasha that a Koi, you're not allowed to drink the Koi's blood from a pasuk, so you can ask the same question, right? Why would a Kosh Baruch Hu need to have a puzzle to teach me that a suffix is usher, right? Kosh Baruch Hu knows which one it is. So Ella must be a Briya Shiny, so Hakanami Briya Shiny must be no. According to the understanding that a koi is its own creation, it's its own species. That's what's true over here. That again, according to Rabbi Yochanan's understanding, that a koi is its own species, and therefore the puzzle includes it, along with Chatzishir, to be isser of eating its chaylev and drinking its blood, even though there would be no onesh koris. Okay, now Tanur Rabbanan. The Brisa tells us that the pasuk says Te'anu esnaf shosechem. Right, a person. We listed all these things that are aser on Yom Kippur. How do you know all this stuff is aser? Because the pasuk says Te'anu esnaf shosechem. Right, let's quote the whole pasuk. There are a bunch of times it says V'ini semestav shosechem as well. V'ayisav lachem klukas olam b'chodesh ha-shvi'i be'asor l'chodesh on the 10th day of the 7th month. Te'anu esnav shosechem. What does that mean? Afflict yourself. V'chom al-chol lo sasu, and don't do any malacha. Right, everybody, right, is included in this Isser. The Gemara says, afflict yourself. So Gemara says, Yachol, you might have thought, what does that mean? Afflict yourself. Right? There are many ways to make yourself uncomfortable. Right? You might have thought, Yeshe Bechama Ovetzina, Kedeshi Yester. Maybe you should sit in the sun or sit in the cold so you'll be uncomfortable. Right? You make yourself, you can afflict yourself in many ways. So, again, I don't think of any more sadistic ways to do it, but go sit outside or go sit in the cold, go stuck in a freezer or whatever. That's therefore the Pasuk says, L'chol malacha lo zazu. Right? The next thing the Pasuk says is don't do any malacha. Ma malacha shevi altaze, avinu shevi altaze. Just like the Isser of malacha is sit and don't do something, right? Don't do malacha. So do over here. We're looking for something that you're going to sit around and not do. So therefore, right, sit around. Don't eat, don't drink, don't anoint yourself, etc. Okay, so the Gemara says, fine. If you tell me you just have to sit around, don't do anything. And Yasser Betula, the Kor Lay, Lo Neima Lay, Kum Tov B'Shimsha. Maybe then, what the Torah is telling me is that if you're sitting in the cold, don't get up and go sit in the sun. And or vice versa, if you're sitting in the sun, don't get up and go sit in the cold. Right? I mean, don't take care of yourself if you're in an uncomfortable situation. Don't get up and move. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be what it's saying, because dumi de malacha. It has to be similar to malacha. Ma malacha lo chalakta ba, right? Af ini lo techalek bo. Just like malacha is no difference, meaning it applies across the board, and so too over here by inui. Meaning it's not only if you happen to be in the heat or you happen to be in the cold, right? But therefore, you have to afflict yourself. No, it applies across the board, right? It doesn't make any difference, right? Just like you can't do malacha all day, so too you must do inui all day. So there can't be just like you get up if you happen to be in a situation of uncomfortability, leave yourself there and shave your tassi. So it must be talking about other things. Okay, meaning it must be talking about food and drink. Tani yidach, another brisa says, Tanus nashor zechem yachol. You might have thought yeshe bechama v'tzina v'yitzdar. You should sit in the sun. Or in the cold and be afflicted, right? Be in pain, be uncomfortable. Tamalom, whatever the pasuk says, v'chol malacha lo zazu. And it is a different drasha. But how do you know, right, that afflicting yourself is similar to malacha? Ma malacha davar she'chayev alav b'makom acher. Just like malacha is something that you're also not allowed to do in another context, i.e., on Shabbos and Yontif. So af inoi nefesh she'chayev alav b'makom acher. Excuse me. So too inoi also has to be. You know, nefesh, right? Afflicting yourself, that also has to be something that is usher in another area. Faze is that, what's that? Is that pigle with nosar, right? You have the concept of not eating pigle, not eating nosar by karbonos. Right, again, pigle, as you remember, is something that somebody had an improper thought when they were shechting or doing some of the avodas. And the nosar is, right, pigle, maybe you thought you were going to eat it in 2 days or whatever. Nosar is when you leave a korban past a certain allotted of time. Okay, so that's, that's the paradigm. That's similar. So to malacha, and therefore, there's a concept. There's a predecessor here. There's a not predecessor. There's a precursor here for this isser. Just like you're not allowed to eat pigal and nosar, so too you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, okay, avi pigal and nosar shem bekares. I get why you can't eat something similar to pigal and nosar. Right? That's achiv kares. Vlo avi es a tevel shem bekares. Maybe you are allowed to eat tevel. Right? Maybe the only thing in Yom Kippur that's usher to eat is a similar isser elsewhere. So you're not allowed to eat pigal and nosar, but maybe you are allowed to eat tevel. Right? Which is not. You can't eat tevel really. But meaning to obviously, what's it called? Maybe that you'd be chayiv for Yom Kippur as well. Meaning, obviously you can't eat any of these things for their own isser. But maybe the isser of eating in Yom Kippur only applies to pigal and nosar, which is chayiv kares to begin with. And it's not going to apply to if you ate tevel on Yom Kippur, right? You'd only be chayiv misiv de shamayim, which is the chayiv for tevel, right? And you wouldn't be chayiv kares for eating on Yom Kippur. So therefore, tamalom v'tanu, right? V'nisemes nafshoseichem, right? So the pasuk says, right? Again, tanu, you have to afflict yourself. Riba, it includes even this tevel. If you would eat tevel, that also would be also for eating on Yom Kippur. Avia tevel shu b'misa, v'lo avia zan avela shenu b'misa. Okay, so how do you know now that the Isra on Yom Kippur applies to even items that are not chayiv misiv de shamayim, like tevel? Maybe that the Isra of eating Yom Kippur does not apply to nevela, which is just an Isra lav. It's tamalom, therefore again, patanu v'nisem v'shasasechem riba, we're including that as well. So avia zan avela shu b'lav, v'lo avia zan chulin shenu b'lav. Okay, so I know that it's also to eat nevela, right? And therefore, the Isser of eating Yom Kippur also applies to that. Maybe the Isser it's a very strange drasha, but okay, it keeps on going, right? Maybe it's not usher to eat things that are not already usher in Yom Kippur, right? If you're telling me that you need a paradigm, you need a precursor at an other area of halacha where something is usher, so maybe something that's not usher bichlal, right? I don't know, a piece of watermelon is not usher to eat. Maybe that's not included in the Isser of eating on Yom Kippur. Maybe it's only items that were already usher. So therefore, Tamala, why the pasuk says Tanu v'nisemus nashuzeichem riba, right? That includes, right, that is chulin as well, regular produce that you're allowed to eat as well. You're not allowed to eat that on Yom Kippur. So avias a chulin she'inu b'kum echol, v'lo avias a trumah she'inu b'kum echol. Okay, so maybe we're including into this Isser of eating on Yom Kippur items that you're not obligated to eat. That maybe truma, which a kohen gets a mitzvah every time he eats truma, maybe that shouldn't be included in the Isser of eating on Yom Kippur. Therefore, the pasuk says again, ta'anu, v'nisemes nashozeichem, riba. Again, those are two different psukim, right? Again, just to be clear. Right, okay, that is included as well. So, avias a truma she'inu b'bal tov siru, v'lo avias a kodshim she'inu b'bal tov siru. So maybe, okay, I gotcha. Everything is usher to eat, including items that have a mitzvah to be eaten. But maybe if you have an isser to not eat it, meaning if you have kachim if you leave them over, right, you're not allowed to leave them over. Right? Let's say kachim need to be eaten by Yom Kippur. So maybe the mitzvah of eating these kachim before the isser of Baal Tosiro kicks in, that should override the isser of eating on Yom Kippur. Right? Okay, you see that is included as well. Vinashach or another possibility, Lomar, you could say like this. The pasuk says, Ravatias and Avshahi, I am going to get rid of this nefesh, right? You have an Isser Kares to do this item, to do this action, i.e. eating a Yom Kippur. So, Inu Ishahu, Avedas Nefesh, right? Therefore, how do you know what type of affliction are we talking about? An affliction that is related to Avedas Nefesh, losing the soul, right? Again, killing yourself, right? Getting killed, getting Kares. And he says, what type of affliction is that? Zechil Vishtiya, right? That's eating and drinking, which obviously causes a person to die if he doesn't do that. So, okay, so what's the purpose of this second pasuk that you just brought? Because if you'll tell me that the inoy is really talking about arayos, is really talking about bia, right? Maybe how do you know you're talking about food? Right, we're looking for, again, if you remember, we started, we're looking for an affliction that's already usher. So maybe we're talking about sleeping around, that having bia with someone who's already, right, a long list of people you're not allowed to sleep with. So maybe that's what it's talking about. So therefore, the pasuk says, "Vavatia nefesh." Right? Inu sheish bo avedas nefesh v'yizaz eachid v'shtia. Therefore, the pasuk clarifies that what type of inui are we talking about? We're talking about inui afflicting yourself that's related to losing your life, i.e., you're not allowed to eat and drink. Okay. The Beir Rabbi Shmuel learns from here, a different place that teach me that eating and drinking is also Yom Kippur. Nemarkan, meaning how do you know that inui refers to eating and drinking? So Nemarkan inui v'nemar laholon inui. It says by when Am Yisrael went into the desert, it says the language of inui. Kosh Baruch Hu said he gave Am Yisrael the man to A, afflict them, and to test them. That's already, to be good for you in the end. So that's already a whole discussion. What does that mean? Right? Parsha is coming up in a couple of weeks. We can discuss it then. But either way, you have to learn language of Inui when Hashem took Am Yisrael into the desert and gave them man to eat. There you go. Malahalan, Inui Ravon, Afkan, Inui Ravon. Just like when, you know, when we're talking about inui, the affliction, that's we're talking about food, we're talking about hunger, possible hunger. So too, by Yom Kippur, we're talking about that as well. So it says, okay, well, if you're looking for other aspects of inui, and if you're looking for other examples of inui, So then you could use the first one. I'm not sure if it's the first one, but I assume it's the first one. It's close to the first one. Right? Again, when Yaakov married Lavan's daughters, right, married Rachel and Leah, so Lavan said to him, "In Tanes Benosai, right? If you afflict my daughters, this is talking about Bia. If you don't treat them properly, if you don't sleep with them often enough, if you take other wives, etc." So then, Eini Shimach, right, we're going to have problems, right? So apparently the word Ta'aneh is referring to also relations, Bia. So how do you know it's referring, if you're just taking another example in the Pasuk, in the Torah that uses the word Inui, start at the beginning, use that one. So Gemara says, Dunin Inui Dirabe, Mi Inui Dirabe, Vein Dunin Inui Dirabe, Mi Inui Diyachit. Yeah, the better comparison to use is inui of the masses, and not inui of a single person, i.e. Yaakov, right? We're talking about inui that applies to the masses on Yom Kippur, all of us, right? So we're going to use an example of the word inui that applies to Am Yisrael in general, as opposed to inui for everybody. I have an elof me inui to Mitzrayim, so why don't we, again, another example of inui, right? Dechtiv vayaris anyenu, Hashem saw that we were afflicted, right? Why aren't we talking about the inui of Mitzrayim? Right, again, the Am Yisrael also, again, if it was also for everybody, he's also talking about Bia, as you'll see in a second, right? As the right now, as you preach the Derech. What does it mean? What Vayaris Anenu, Hashem saw our affliction? It means that we were so beaten that we couldn't be with our wives. So that's also referring to this, and maybe that's what it's talking about. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela danin inui bidei shemayim, inui bidei shemayim, danin inui bidei shemayim, inui bidei adam. What's the comparison between Lavan and Mitzrayim? Those were both cases where men or other people, so we're talking about affliction from people. But if you're learning an Isra and Yom Kippur of affliction, we're going to learn, it's better to learn that from an affliction that was done from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right, this is an Isser coming down on Yom Kippur. It's an Isser. So we're going to use the example of an Inui of Hashem, right, which was Hashem doing Inui, afflicting Am Yisrael with the month. So what is what's going on over there? Why does we say that? Why does the Pasuk even say that? So the Gemara says, what was that? So why did Hashem give us man and afflict us with the man? What does that mean? Right, the man was amazing. So Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, it's machlokas. Chada Amar Eino Doma Mishi Ishlo Pas Bisalo Lemisha Ein Lo Pas Bisalo. We quoted this a couple, maybe a week or two ago, that if a person has food in the basket, right, he's much more comfortable than someone who does not have food in the basket. What does that mean? Right, again, the man dropped every single day, and if they left over till tomorrow, it spoiled. Right, the lesson of the man was to learn bitachon and Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that just like Hashem dropped bread from the sky today, he's going to do the same thing tomorrow. That being said, right, it's a kind of a weird feeling, it's an uncomfortable feeling, going to bed with no food in the kitchen. Right, that's weird, that's rough. So that's what the pain was. The Chad Amar, one of them says, meaning Rabbi Ami or Rabbi Asi, one of them says, in Adoma Misha Rov Ochel, Misha Eino Rov Ochel. A person who seizes food and eats it is very different than someone who does not see his food and eats it. Now, the Gemara is going to explain, as a famous as Gemara, that the man tasted like anything, but they weren't looking at anything. Right? It's much more enjoyable, right, to have an actual hot dog in a bun than to eat man that tastes like hot dog in a bun. And I think anybody who, let's say, a good example of this, maybe drinks soda that tastes like, I don't know, cherry ice cream sundae. I'm not giving a good example, but the cherry ice cream sundae is much more enjoyable than the soda that tastes like the cherry ice cream sundae. Man, I think that's an amistic gazach, right? Again, if you watch all the cooking shows, what phrase they throw around, right, on those fun cooking shows, to they say, you eat with your eyes, right? That's a phrase they always say. Gemara already learned it. No chidushim from these cooking, chefs and mavens. Hey, you eat with your eyes. Right? Gemara already says, Yumadaf Ayin Dalad. You can quote it next time you're competing on a cooking show. Okay. Either way, the Gemara just continues for a little bit. Amar of Yosef, Mikan Remez Lesumin Sha'ochlin, Ve'ein of Svein. But you see that people who are blind, they eat and they're not full. Right, Rahman Slan, it's much less enjoyable experience for them. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Hilkach Manda Isle Sudasa Lo Lechle El Abayama, a person should eat during the day so he can see his food. Amar Vizere, Abaye Krell, with the Pazuk, right, Tov Mare Inayim Ha'alech HaNefesh, okay, Amar Shlokesh, Tov Mare Inayim, so Rish Lokesh says that Pazuk doesn't mean, that's not referring to eating, that's referring to looking at a woman. Tov Mare Inayim Be'isha Yosem Gufal Shamaisa, Shenemar Tov Mare Inayim Ha'alech HaNefesh, that actually that Pazuk is talking about being with a woman, that's often more enjoyable to look at her, and Rechman Lutzlan to fantasize about her, than actually being with her, that's the wisdom of Chazal, telling us that our fantasies are not worth the dollars they're printed on. It's a lousy phrase, but okay. Either way, we will go weiter on the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.